SR News, I'm John Scott. House Republicans expand their impeachment probe into whether President Biden was involved in his son Hunter Biden's decision to defy a congressional subpoena ordering him to sit for a closed-door deposition earlier this month.
Instead of attending his scheduled deposition, Hunter Biden appeared briefly outside the U.S. Capitol to reiterate that he would only answer questions in a public setting. The White House said President Biden was certainly familiar with what his son was going to say when he defied his subpoena.
That's congressional correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. Also at SRNnews.com on the international front, Israeli forces have bombarded cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza overnight. The air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened now to most of the territory. Israel has vowed to dismantle Hamas and bring back more than 100 hostages that are still being held by the terrorist. There's a growing tension between North and South Korea, correspondent Karen Chamas with that report.
North Korean state-run KRT News showed Kim speaking in the capital Pyongyang during a key political meeting tasked with setting state objectives for 2024. Kim's comments indicated again that North Korea will likely continue weapons tests to modernize its nuclear arsenal. The following day, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was greeted by a chorus of cheers as he visited a frontline army unit that is based in Yeoncheon at the border with North Korea. During the visit, Yoon told the military personnel, "If provoked, you should immediately respond and retaliate before reporting to your higher-ups later." I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 60 points. The NASDAQ is adding 33 points. This is SRN News. The YouVersion Bible app, one of the most popular on Earth, and every December it announces its verse of the year, the one more people turn to than any other. Bobby Gronewald is company CEO.
The verse this year that had the most bookmark highlights and notes associated with it was Isaiah 41:10, which reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
In fact, this is the third year since 2020 that Isaiah 41:10 wound up on top.
There seems to be more emphasis in the searches that we see around healing, anxiety, hope, you know, things that are people searching for comfort or hope during these times.
And more people are downloading YouVersion. The app has been installed on more than 725 million devices worldwide in more than 2,000 languages. This is SRN News. A 14-year-old Florida boy is being charged with shooting his adult sister to death. That's after a family fight over who was getting more Christmas presents. Correspondent Jackie Quinn with the update.
Authorities say the gunfire that killed 23-year-old Abrielle Baldwin, a mother of two, rang out Christmas Eve in the Tampa suburb of Largo. She was heading to work while her two teenage brothers were still fighting.
They're having this big spat about what happened while shopping and who's getting what.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri says the 14-year-old threatened to shoot his 15-year-old brother.
Then moved toward Abrielle and shot her in the chest with a .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun.
And then the older teen took out his gun and shot and wounded his younger brother.
This is what happens when you got young delinquents that carry guns.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNews.com. I'm John Scott.